The future of recording now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 13 degrees and sunny here in Montreal. I'm Raina Efren, and here are today's headlines. We'll take a look at the COVID restrictions the provincial government is lifting and how Montreal businesses like movie theaters and tattoo parlors are adapting. Daycare workers will soon receive new disposable masks that will allow children to see their faces. And what movies are sure to cure your quarantine blues? Our arts reporter, Olivia Pichet, will give us her top three Netflix comedy picks. The province has just released the latest COVID-19 numbers. 800 new cases were confirmed yesterday. Montreal makes up approximately 382 of those cases. 130 people are currently in intensive care. This is down by 4 from the previous day. Over 1,714 vaccinations were administered, bringing the province's total to over 300,000. Starting next week in Quebec, people will be allowed to go to movie theaters, sports arenas, and swimming pools. Outdoor gatherings of no more than 8 people will be permitted, as long as they maintain social distancing. These changes will begin to take effect as of Friday, February 26th. Premier François Legault emphasized that these changes are being implemented in an effort to allow families to enjoy the March break with their children safely. In addition, Outaouais will be transitioning from a red zone to an orange zone following a decrease in COVID-19 cases. As Chanelie Desparois reports, the decision to open theaters has created a buzz among moviegoers in Montreal.
Sherry Fleming has been going to the theater every single Saturday night before the pandemic hit. Her and her best friend would go to the AMC Theater downtown. She says she thinks it can be a good thing to get people out of their homes and have something to do during the wintertime.
So I think it'll improve. I mean, if everyone's going to just, you know, crowd in there and they don't limit the amount of people coming in, obviously that's a problem. But if they limit and people are separated, then I think it's safe. And I think it's important to get out and do something.
Brent Bodkin is also excited for the reopening of theaters, but he thinks this isn't such a good idea. He says he can understand the excitement, but he believes that it can potentially increase the number of COVID cases.
You may as well open gyms, you may as well open restaurants. I mean, we're finally starting to make some progress in terms of the numbers going down with the COVID-19 virus. And it doesn't make any sense because we're on spring break and to open things up. And I totally understand mental health. I mean, some people want to go to movies that's a source of enjoyment, to relax or what have you. But, you know, we've been in this battle for almost a year now, and we're starting to make some headway, and it doesn't make any sense just because of spring break.
If you decide to go to the movies next week, the curfew will still be in place. All customers will have to wear a mask at all times, wash your hands with sanitizer at all exits, and be seated at least 6 feet apart inside the theater. Concession stands will be closed and no food or drinks will be allowed. Chanelie Desparois, Concordia News, Montreal.
Tattoo shops are among the non-essential businesses that have reopened in Montreal. Maria Bouabdou has the story of one tattoo artist who is very happy he's able to practice his art again.
Just like every business has to follow COVID-19 measures, tattoo shops do too. There are maximum capacities for clients inside the shops and distancing and sanitizing rules. Renato Borges has been a tattoo artist for 3 years and has been working at Adrenaline for a year. Since the reopening, he has been having at least one appointment every day and sometimes up to 4 per day. Borges said that while the shop has been busy since the reopening, it has not been crowded and everyone is being careful.
Yeah, we've been trying to limit the amount of people inside the store the max that we can. So usually there's just like one client. They're not allowed to bring anyone with them. We have them inside the room. Everyone's wearing a mask. So, yeah, it's not a lot of people in the store.
Borges said that it was hard to close and not be able to work. But spending time alone actually helped his creativity, and he said this is the most creative he has ever been. He's very happy about being back to work and says that his clients were excited to hear the studio was reopening. A week before the reopening, he received many texts on Instagram from clients asking if they could schedule appointments. Maria Bouabdou, Concordia News, Montreal.
Daycare workers in Quebec will receive new disposable masks in the coming weeks. These masks will be different from what they are using now. They will have transparent plastic windows. Our reporter, Vanessa Ippolito, is here to tell us more. Hi, Vanessa. What's the reason for this change?
Hello, Raina. Having that face-to-face communication with the new masks will allow children to see their educators and, more importantly, read lips. Claudia Starnino is an educator who agrees that the masks are great for lip reading. She says it's also important for the children to see their caregiver smile. This is a problem that they're forced to wear masks to block out their facial expressions.
Children don't see your facial expressions, and usually with children, we like to smile at them, and we like to sing songs, and we like to show them emotions, which is very important.
Well, Vanessa, I could only imagine lots of masks will have to be made, right?
This is true. Several hundred thousand masks will need to be made, since educators need to change their masks 3 times per day. The idea of the new masks was very highly recommended by many pediatricians, who see them as crucial for proper childhood development. The masks are medical grade and approved by health officials. They will be distributed very soon, and children will finally be able to see their caregivers smiling.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Raina.
That was our reporter, Vanessa Ippolito. Canada is investigating the possible presence of COVID-19 variants across the country. Yesterday, Quebec's Health Minister Christian Dubé confirmed that the Institut National de Santé Publique du Québec would release new updates on the presence of variants in the province later today. He also confirmed 16 cases of variants in Quebec, with 86 cases under review. The British Columbia Centre for Disease Control also reported 60 cases of the variant. Ontario's Associate Chief Medical Officer has also confirmed 319 total cases of the variants combined. Overall, the presence of the 4 variants are spread out between all 10 provinces. An online store called Loop has launched in Ontario, selling groceries and household items in containers that they will take back and refill. Loop is in partnership with Loblaws and is already operating in the US, the UK, and France. Our reporter TQ has the story. So TQ, how does it work?
Well, Raina, customers fill their virtual shopping cart, but there is an added cost for the customer as a deposit for the container. This can range from 50 cents for a PC salsa container to $5 for a stainless steel Haagen-Dazs ice cream container. The items are then delivered to a customer's home by FedEx for a $25 fee that is waived for orders over $50. Once you've consumed the product, you place your container in the tote bag you receive them in, and they get picked up even if they are damaged. The used containers are then sent to a facility where they are sorted, cleaned, and sent back to manufacturers who will refill them.
That's so interesting. What can you use this for? Any kind of food, or are there restrictions?
Well, right now there are only a few items available, such as PC sauces and oils, Haagen-Dazs ice cream, Heinz ketchup, Chippets chocolate chips, and Ocean Spray cranberries.
Interesting. And how often are these containers being reused?
Well, to be part of this process, the manufacturers are required to design packaging that could be expected to survive being refilled at least 10 times.
And what is the future of Loop? Is this it for them, or is the company hoping to expand?
Well, actually, on that front, the CEO of Loop, Tom Zaki, wants to have a section or aisle solely for reusable products in every supermarket. Currently, Loblaws is their exclusive partner, but Tim Hortons and Burger King are expected to join later this year. How their products could fit in with Tim Hortons and Burger King products remains to be seen. I did a social media survey this morning about how people feel about Loop, and one person told me she often forgets to bring her reusable grocery bags with her when shopping, and that Loop would make it even harder to manage. Another person criticized Loop for using $1 million to design the reusable ice cream container when they believe it is unnecessary. She said she could just use the empty container she already has at home. I got also just one other interesting comment from Tegwin Hughes. She is the associate copy editor of Narcity Canada and managing editor of The Pigeon. She questions whether this is truly the more sustainable direction, as opposed to creating and selling compostable containers. She is skeptical that Loop isn't just another eco-friendly product whose claims of sustainability are more for marketing than the greater good of environmentalism. She believes that in our capitalist society, No company actually wants you to just buy something once.
That was our reporter, GQ.
Thank you so much, Raina.
Our reporter, Olivia Pichet, has been watching lighthearted comedies to cure her quarantine blues. Hi, Olivia. What can you suggest in terms of your favorite Netflix comedies?
Hi, Raina. I have three movies I'm sure will get the laughs going in many households. Number three, What Men Want. Taraji P. Henson stars in the romantic comedy and portrays a successful sports agent. After not receiving the promotion she's been working towards, her character, Ali Davis, is told she does not connect well with men. The morning after seeing a psychic, Ali wakes up to find she can hear men's thoughts. The movie takes a comedic turn as Ali uses her secret gift to navigate through a man's world. What Men Want takes us on a hilarious journey of what a woman might face in a male-dominated career. Having the inside scoop on the inner thoughts of men during this movie is sure to get you laughing. Number two, Crazy Stupid Love.
You're getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Amy heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Oh.
Thank God, man.
Yeah, that's my relationship.
That was Cal Weaver in Crazy Stupid Love, who is played by Steve Carell. Cal finds out his wife of 25 years has been having an affair. All of a sudden, Cal is on his own with no idea how to live a bachelor's life. Thankfully, womanizer Jacob Palmer, who is played by Ryan Gosling, takes Cal under his wing and shows him the ropes of the single life. The movie follows several different storylines, all focused on what it's like to be madly in love. Near the end of the movie, the storylines intertwine in the most shocking and funny way. When you watch the stories of different relationships come to life and tie into each other, your jaw is sure to drop and the unexpected comedic twist will have you laughing. And finally, my number one, my all-time go-to movie to get myself laughing, Grown Ups. Adam Sandler stars in this comedy where five friends reunite after three decades apart. While trying to outshine each other by presenting a happy lives, the group of friends realize they all have their own personal struggles. While the main plot touches on friendship and the hardships we don't always show, comedy is not set aside in this movie. The movie is composed of an ongoing comedic scenes. Grown Ups showcases the different lives of the five friends and the hilarious aspects to them. From secret nannies to dogs that bark like turkeys, this comedy is one big never-ending joke.
That was our reporter, Olivia Pichet.
Thanks, Raina.
That's your news to 1142. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Raina Ephraim.